नगरी में जाएंगे। भला कैसे
कैसे Today, Bab Dada is seeing three forms of his children everywhere.
Yes.
Just as the father has the three forms, you know that similarly, even the children. Even of the children, Bab Dada is seeing the three forms. Which is the aim as well as the qualifications of the confluence age. The first form is that of a Brahmin. Second, an angel. And third, a deity. Brahmin becomes an angel. Angel becomes a deity. Therefore, what aim is in front of you presently? Because you cannot become a deity without becoming an angel. First, therefore, presently, on the basis of your efforts, your aim is to become an angel. The complete form is to become an angel and a deity at the confluence age. There is a very big definition of an angel. You know about it. that an angel means? The one who is light or free from relationships, sanskars, and thoughts, or who is free and light in relationships, sanskars, and thoughts.
Sanskar
of this old world. Very light in everything, even in the old sanskars. Not only light in one's own sanskars, nature, world, not only in one's own sanskars, nature and world, but an angel means even while coming in relationship with others. Even while coming in relationship with others, to be light in with their sanskars and nature as well. The sign of this lightness. What is it? What is the sign of this lightness? That angel soul the soul of an angel will be loved by all. It's not that they will be, it will be loved only by a few, but it will be loved by all. Just as the Father, Brahma Father, just as for Brahma Father, everyone thinks that he is my Baba. You all say my Baba, don't you? Similarly, an angel means who's loved by all. Many children think that Brahma Baba was Brahma. But all of you saw that even among the Brahmins, your lovely Dadi, for whom everyone experienced and said, she's my Dadi. She lived in this old world in the midst of all sanskars and natures, but still she remained detached and loving. All of you with the right would say, our Dadi.
Karan kya? Swayam.
So what was the reason?
Swabhav sanskar.
It was because she was light in sanskars and nature. She made everyone feel that she belonged to them. She made everyone experience that she belonged to them. You also saw the example of Jagadamba, mother. But many think that, well, she was Jagadamba, the world mother. But Dadi, she was your companion in the Brahmin family. Whenever you would hear from her, whenever you would ask her about making efforts or hear her about making efforts, what would you hear from her? It was only one word. Now we have to become karmatid. Now we have to become karmatid. This is what she used to say all the time. She had that deep intoxication that she wanted to be karmatid. And whenever she would meet anyone or speak to anyone, she would always remind them of this. Therefore, the aim and qualifications of every Brahmin should be, in particular, this one. It is there, but it is number-wise.
Number-wise.
this intoxication should be there, that I have to become an angel. An angel means the one who is detached from the corporeal body. And is seeing himself in a body of light. An angel means the one who is a king of his sense organs. Bab Dada has told about this earlier as well, that in the whole world cycle, it is only Bab Dada who say with that pride that my each and every child is a king child, kingly child. Each one is a self-sovereign. Therefore, an angel means the one who is a self-sovereign. The one who is such a self-sovereign, the soul who is such a self-sovereign will be in the form of in a form of light. If it means the one who is double light and in a form of light, in the stage of light, then that person, then whoever meets that person, will feel that there is the soul light in the center of the forehead. We'll feel that one, will feel it. And even that soul, even while that person is moving along, others will feel that. Therefore, keep this intense effort. Keep the aim and qualifications of this intense effort always immersed in you, just as you saw in Brahma Baba. Whenever anyone would meet him or take drishti from him, then whilst speaking to him, what would they see? And also during the last days, all of you experienced that how Brahma Baba, Brahma Father, how Brahma Baba, even whilst talking to someone, would stabilize himself in that sweet detached stage and make others also experience the same. Although there used to be, although the other one would be giving news of service, but Baba would become bodiless in a second. And give the experience of this bodilessness to the other one also. Also, in the murlis, Baba would tell children, check this, check that. He would tell about checking again and again. He would say, always become aware that I'm a soul. Even in one murli, if you see how many times Baba reminds the children of being soul conscious. therefore, according to the present time, these little trivial matters of sanskars, nature, or going into too much detail of anything, all these things will all these things take one away from being bodiless. Now a transformation is needed. Bab Dada noticed. That the result of service is getting better. It is becoming better.
Majority.
For service, majority have good zeal and enthusiasm. They also make many plans. However, along with service, which is giving message to all, that is necessary too. But then, all that is necessary to as Bab Dada saw the good result of the meetings being done by different wings and all the plans they had created, prepared. So Baba saw all that and was happy. But then, along with all that, there is need of creating an atmosphere of bodilessness, a stage of bodilessness, in which, through which, you will have to do less efforts and create better impact on souls in service.
So now,
people do like what you speak when they listen to you, but along with that, if you create a powerful atmosphere, by giving drishti in a bodiless stage, they will get an experience. And once someone gets an experience, that is never forgotten. Therefore, the determined thought to become an angel should increase. And he added, whilst doing service, people people will come to you who are in search of peace, love, happiness, and that you have to share with them in your when you, in your behavior, you share that love, you take good care of them, show hospitality to them, that of course they experience and go back with that experience. However, along with that, they should get the feeling of super sensuous joy. They should experience the spiritual intoxication of peace. Presently, you have to do more service through vibrations and creating an atmosphere. For this, you have to pay more attention now. Give them a special experience. Any type of experience, that's what you have to give to them. Just as they are very impressed by the system here, by the family feelings here, they're impressed by all that because they don't get this type of experience anywhere else. They are impressed by all that. Similarly, they should also experience some or the other form of power. They should get an experience of some attainment. Now 72 years have completed. Presently, the result so what did Baba see of the sea as a result presently? Baba noticed that children have worked hard. However, they say even till today that Brahma Kumaris are doing very good work. The Gyan which Brahma Kumaris give is very good. But who is giving to them? Who is running everything? Who is the source? The word Baba, they do utter when they listen from you and they say, yeah, they have their Baba. But then that Baba also belongs to me. This should be uttered from their mouth. The revelation of the Father is still not there. It is in an incognito form even up to now. Even though they say Baba, Baba, that Baba belongs to me. It is my Baba. I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. This only a few out of millions experience. Therefore, what is the aim of the confluence age? So what is the aim of the confluence age? The Father of all the souls has come. This sound should spread because it's the Father from whom they have to take the inheritance. But that experience others will get only when you create the atmosphere of your angelic stage, and then they will say, oh, these people's drishti gives us light. We get light from their drishti. There is light of spirituality in their eyes. So, you have to keep the aim of making intense efforts now.
Double light.
The consciousness should be, I am a double light angel. Whilst moving along, I am a double light angel. This experience should be increased. for this become bodiless and increase this experience. In a second, you should be able to finish any thought, any sanskar, any nature. In all these things, you have to become double light. Many children say that, Papa, I'm light, but others don't know that I am light. But a double light angel,
double light, uski light shifts the air.
Can that one's light stay hidden? Even this physical light, even if it is small, maybe it's just a small torch or just a matchstick which you have lit, can that be hidden? It will be visible, won't it be? It can't stay hidden. So just as that can't stay hidden, and this is supposed is spiritual light. So with your spiritual light, give others an experience and make them realize who you are.
Jai Jagadamba. Jai Dadine.
Whether it was Jagadamba or even Dadiji. Dadi never ever said, nobody understands me, nobody knows me. But she created an atmosphere and was loved by all. This is why Dadi's example is mentioned, because if Brahma Baba's example is mentioned, then you may say, well, it was Shiv Baba who was in the body of Brahma Baba, and therefore he was different anyway. And for Shiv Baba, you may say, well, he's incorporeal, he's always detached, and therefore he's loving. He's incorporeal, and here we are in the body. And we are living in such a big gathering. Each one's sanskars are so different. We are in the midst of the sanskars of so many. We have to live with this. But to make sanskars mix means to become an angel. If you see someone's sanskars and get disheartened or frustrated, as some do get. And then they say, oh, Baba is very sweet, Baba is very good, Brahma Baba is very good, knowledge is very good, the attainments are very good. But sanskars and nature of souls to mix all that means to be loved by all. Not that loved by some only. Because some children say that we have love for some because of their specialities. See, this one gives such good knowledge, she gives such a good lecture. This one has this type of speciality in her, she speaks very well. But this is actually an obstacle in becoming an angel. Yes, make others have love for you, but I, the soul, am detached, and in that detached stage, make them have love for you. Not make them have love for you because of your speciality, because others may say, oh, I like this one's speciality, therefore I like this one or that one. Well, if you like that speciality, that's fine. But then, if someone has love for you because of your speciality, that's an obstacle. You should be loved because you are detached. And then there's a feeling of belongingness. Therefore, there are two obstacles which come in the way of becoming an angel. One is body consciousness, which everyone has experience of, because for past 63 births, this body consciousness is there, and therefore it keeps coming again and again. And the second is the ego. One is the body consciousness, and the second is the ego of the body, ego within. So body consciousness and ego. So consciousness and ego of the body. Because as you go ahead in knowledge, then even for the self, sometimes the ego comes. Even for the self, the ego comes. That ego will bring your downfall. What ego comes? That whatever may be your speciality, because of that speciality, there is the ego that I am no less. Everyone likes my speech. The service I do has more impact on others. Whatever art you may have, it may be even handling others, and you may say, oh, I handle others very well. I do this very well. The way I give course is liked by everyone. this ego comes in between. It comes as an obstacle when you are moving ahead in service and you get some talent or speciality or qualities or art or, you know. So whether in the self the ego comes or if it is in somebody else, you are impressed and then the attraction comes, but then this becomes an obstacle. Why? Because whom do you remember then? You'll remember the body then, won't you? That one, so and so, he's so intelligent. Or I am so good, my handling is very good. This ego. This ego comes as an obstacle in front of those who are moving forward. So you have to check this too. The method for checking one's ego is that if someone by mistake to hurts that person or tells something against his specialities or his handling or whatever, if he insults him or whatever he says, it'll hurt that person immediately. He will feel hurt, he will feel insulted. And once he feels hurt or insulted, and then more subtle signs, there will be a trace of anger in him too. There will be bossiness too. Anger, bossiness, all that will come. All these things will not may allow that one to become an angel. Therefore, according to the present time, Bap Dada is reminding you once again, is giving you a signal once again. That Sangam Yuga
last swarup,
your last form of the confluence age, which is an angelic stage, that you have to reveal in your practical life, in your corporeal form. By becoming an angel, it becomes very easy to become bodiless. So, check within yourself, even in a subtle form. Check yourself. Make sure that you're not attached to anything or anyone, whether it is attachment to the self, to one's specialities or to other specialities. Make sure that this type of ego isn't there. You know, many children, Many children, even for little matters, you know, they lose their stage. They get upset very easily. But your face should be always happy, always smiling. And instead of a smiling, happy, contented face, if there is worry on the face or deep thinking on the face, that is a sign of ego. Or as they move along, they get disheartened, frustrated. All that is sign of ego. Instead of happy heart, there is frustration or hopelessness. Therefore, did you understand? You have to emerge the sanskars of an angel, which is your last stage of the confluence age. Just as you saw in Brahma Baba, you have to follow him. Is it not? See how whilst talking to someone, you would all of a sudden go into silence. Many children have this experience, don't they? That when they would come to Baba and would start sharing some news of service, and then they would see how Baba has gone beyond, as if he is hearing and not hearing. He would go beyond sound. He would be in a stage of going of being beyond sound. They used to see him in that stage. You know, children would come to Baba with many plans. They would say, I'll tell this to Baba, I'll tell that to Baba, I'll tell this, I'll tell that. So they would do a lot of churning. I will ask this from Baba, I'll ask that from Baba. They would think inside. And the moment they would come in front of Baba, they would forget everything. What even they have to say to Baba, that too they would forget. This is the angelic stage. What lesson you learnt today? Who am I? I am an angel. Let it be any matter. Let it be anyone's speciality. You have to go beyond all that and become a double light angel. Because without becoming an angel, you will not be able to claim a high status in deity form. Of course, you will come to golden age because you have become Baba's children. You will get the inheritance of golden age. No doubt. But then you will not get claim a high status. the promise you have made to Baba, that Baba, I will be in your company all the time. I will come with you in golden age. I will come in your rule. You have promised this to Baba, haven't you? Though you may not sit on the throne at that time, but at least you will come in the kingdom. The court, have you seen the court of golden age?
Yes.
Those who have a right of sitting in that court, they are all with crown and tilak, so, and seated on thrones. Each one has a tilak, crown and a throne. These three things are the sign of a kingdom. Tilak, throne and crown. But who will be able to claim that? The one who has been a self-sovereign for a long time, not in between, self-sovereign sometimes or in between, but a long period of self-sovereignty has to be experienced. Well, that one may not sit on the throne, but at least he can come in the royal family. He will claim the right to come in the royal family. Okay. Okay, all the first timers stand up. All the first timers, please stand. All the first timers, please stand. See, so many. Okay, look behind. So many first timers. It looks like more than half are first timers. Okay, all those who have come for the first time, to all of you, congratulations for meeting Bap Dada in Sakar form, in physical form now. First time, so congratulations for you on your birthday. It's like a new birth for you. Because meeting your father in corporeal form. To all the children, Bap Dada is giving the blessing.
I
that
too late kiss me.
You have come.
Lekin.
Although it is not too late yet. But to all the new ones, there is a special blessing. That never have the thought of how can I move forward, how can I go ahead. Don't have this thought. It is, of course, late. Yes, you have come at the time when it is late, although it's not too late. But to all of you, especially Bab Dada and all the instrument brothers and sisters, they have this pure feeling for all of you that if you use every moment in a worthwhile way, because even in the little time you have, if you are able to not waste even a second and make everything be used in a worthwhile way, move ahead as a karma yogi. Don't renounce karma. Don't renounce your actions, but add yoga to karma. Let there be a balance between karma and yoga. Then, those who keep a balance will get extra blessings. Although you have come late. So all those who have come late, although it's not too late now, but the too late board is going to be put up soon. So, but you have not come at that time. You have come now when only the late sign is put up. In the little time you can gallop a lot. And Baba is giving you the blessing. You keep the courage and Baba will give the help. This is the blessing for you. You keep the courage and Baba will give the help. Okay, whose turn is it?
Baba Gujarat zone ka turn. Gujarat.
It is Gujarat zone's turn of seva. Now all those of Gujarat, stand up. Again, half the class is Gujarat. The others sit down, and from Gujarat only the first timers, the Gujarat first timers, only they stand up. Only first timers of Gujarat. From Gujarat, the first timers of Gujarat, only they stand up. All those sitting at the back, are they first timers of Gujarat? Did you understand? Those are meeting Baba for the first time.
Jo keval Gujarat se aaye hain pehli baar Baba se milne ke liye, wo hi uthenge.
Only the first timers of Gujarat. Those from other places who have come for the first time, they sit down. Just Gujarat first timers. So they are there sitting at the back. Baba is looking at them. First timers of Gujarat. 6,000 have come from Gujarat. It is good. You have come. you have been able to come, it is good. You came and saw Bap Dada's Madhuban. So congratulations for this too, that you could come and see Madhuban. Now all Gujarat stand up. They have made a banner that Gujarat means Raat is night, so Gujarat is the night is gone. So we will make Gujarat free of obstacles. So that's the slogan they have given. So Baba is telling them, Baba always tells to Gujarat that you are like the neighbor of Madhuban. You know, Gujarat is very close to Mount Abu, to Rajasthan. So Baba always tells us you are your neighbor or you are next door. The next room of Madhuban. Very close, always cooperative, always loving. Very close Gujarat is to Madhuban. Also, Bap Dada has observed presently that as a result, Baba has observed that what homework Baba gave, that every zone come together and make the zone free of obstacles. Make a program of the whole zone to become free of obstacles and make it free of obstacles. So Bap Dada noticed that yes, all the zones must be doing it in their own way, but Gujarat.
Gujarat.
But Gujarat in every month has given the record to Baba, has shown the record to Baba that in every month, you know, they get different topics and also give the news to Baba of how they are progressing. So in this way, zeal and enthusiasm increases because the each group makes its own, you know, makes efforts its own way. So if you are in a gathering and you are doing it according to the disciplines, you keep a program for that and make the efforts, then the attention is drawn better for it. Whether you became free of obstacles or not, that result also should come now, that through this program, who could overcome obstacles, who could bring about transformation. You held classes, you discussed on different topics for that, congratulations. But what transformation has come in a practical way in each one, that result should come now. Otherwise, Bap Dada is congratulating you that you have paid good attention to the homework. You have worked hard on it. And therefore, congratulations for that. So make small, small groups, just like Baba is saying, how you know they have groups in for different wings. Each group of each wing comes together and discuss plans for service of that wing. And because they are small groups, they are able to discuss better amongst themselves, and also different wings are here. To them also Bab Dada is saying that just as you make different service plans, Bab Dada has got the result too of 3-4. Baba has already got the result of 6 wings this time, so Baba has got the result of 3-4. So just as you make plans of service and then bring them into practical form, you carry out them, and then those who become cooperative in a practical way, although those who have come close to you are not that many, but still they have come and become cooperative. So just as you take that result, you take out that result, similarly, each group should pay attention to what extent you have become free of obstacles and you have imbibed the virtues in you. There should be, yes, many are keeping the points of dharana also in their meetings, but whether that dharana has been done or not done, whether those virtues have been inculcated or not inculcated, the transformation has taken place or not taken place, that result should also come. What was the result? Did the transformation come? How many brought in the transformation? So some examples should come in front that these souls have transformed completely. Just as you pay attention to service, and this is why service is expanding, because you have paid attention to it and Bhakta is happy with that. But now attention should be paid even to the dharana, and more attention is needed over dharana, because at the end, even if you will want to do service, you will not be able to do service. It's only now that you can do service, so you should do as much as you can, because now is the time only to do service. At the end, you will have to become bodiless or experience angelic stage. That will be the only thing you'll have to do there. You should be able to apply a dot in a second, become bodiless in a second, become an angel in a second. That will be your work at the end. And everything will happen all of a sudden. It won't come with planning. It won't come with pre-information. It will happen all of a sudden. And therefore, if you have less practice of being bodiless and you're too occupied only in service, then you may be deceived at the end. Of course, you have to do service, but then a balance of both is necessary. But Dada keeps giving you the signals again and again, because everything will happen suddenly, and such circumstances will come all of a sudden. The situations will come all of a sudden. Therefore, at that time, do not tell Baba or complain to Baba, "Baba, why didn't you tell us beforehand?" Baba is giving you signals in different forms again and again. You do get the fruit of service. You do get the marks of service because of four subjects. So knowledge, yoga, dharana, service, and therefore you will get marks of the service you do. But then what about the other three subjects? If you get marks only in one subject and take less marks in the other three, then what number will you get? In all the four subjects, you have to get the first number. This is the pure desire for every child. And as you are, and who are the stars of hope of Baba? Those who say we are, is your hand. So you are the stars of hope of Baba Dada, aren't you? So this is the biggest wish for all of you, that in all the four subjects you have to claim a good number. Otherwise you'll not be able to pass with honors. Maharathi is the one who gets good marks in all the four subjects. Otherwise, somebody may be just called the Maharathi. That's it. But then, a real Maharathi is the one who gets good marks in all the four subjects. And if they don't get high marks in all the four subjects, then they are stars then Baba has expectations in them, but then they won't be stars of hope, because they're not fulfilling Baba Dada's hopes. You have to become stars of success, stars of hope, and stars of success. Therefore, Gujarat has kept a very good aim. But Baba Dada get the result. So send the result to Baba Dada, because on seeing you, others will also get that enthusiasm. Coming into groups, and then the benefit which you have got, they will get too. So each one's aim is very good. Baba is happy with that, and congratulations for whatever you have done up to now. Okay. Congratulations. And also, what to do more? Baba has expectations in you. Okay, you may sit down.
बाबा इस टर्न में पांच विंग्स आई है.
फाइव विंग्स.
पांच विंग्स आई है.
सपोर्ट.
सोशल विंग, बिजनेस विंग.
सोशल विंग, बिजनेस विंग.
महिला विंग.
ट्रांसपोर्ट विंग.
विकास विंग.
विमेन्स विंग एंड विलेज अपलिफ्टमेंट विंग. Each one has made his own their own banner. Social wing.
Achcha.
We project, we love, we care, we share.
Sabine apne.
Social wing.
Nishani rakhi.
Each and then the Neera Baba. So there is
kuch nishani banayi hai.
Whatever banners you have made. So one representative, two representatives come, bring the banner in front, whatever you have made. Two come from each wing and show it to everyone. Some have kept symbol C, aeroplane, steamer, a ship. And someone has won a crown. Women's wing, they all have crowns. Baba wants them to come in the front. So, women's wing, social wing, transport wing, and business industry wing. Social wing. Now face Baba. Baba wants to see the banners. There is also Gram Vikas, Village Upliftment Wing. Now bring your banners down. Baba is saying, very good, you have done it very well. This is a very good method of increasing zeal and enthusiasm. Who is, if somebody has not seen an aeroplane, you can see it here, you saw it. They have made an aeroplane. Well, you do. You have your own plane in which you travel. In this plane, if you travel, you have to pay for it. You have to get a ticket, buy a ticket. Mind and intellect are also aeroplanes, and the second they can take you to all the three worlds. You have worked very hard, very well. Everyone is so happy, is it not? Whosever turn it is, of whichever wing, they are so enthusiastic. So, Sister Yogini is here. All those from the business wing, raise your hand. Business wing. Transport wing, raise your hand. Transport wing, they are behind, raising their hand.
Don't need transport, they are to tell.
the two, you know, departments in transport wing. One is train, railway and roadways, and the other is ship and air, sea and air. And women's wing, and they have shown a symbol of a crown. It's actually an urn of responsibility. One thing which Baba has said that has still to be, not come into practical form. That group can be collected anywhere. For example, you can collect it in your zone also, or two, three zones which are close to one another. They can form this group. For example, those who are cooperative, in close connection, and in having good relations. So, relation means they are, even if they are not coming every day for listening to the Murli, but then they listen to the Murli on telephone or hear the slogan, blessing, and the essence of the Murli at the end for inculcation, that also if they listen to the telephone. So they keep connection all the time. It's not that after 6 months if you call them they come. No, they should have constant connection regularly every day. They should listen to something of the Murli. And if there's a proper connection, then that connection attracts. It shouldn't be that when his wing service is being done, then he comes after 1 year. No, that's not called connection and relation. There should be close relation. At least his present mark should be written even through the phone. He should get some message every day. His present mark should be put. So, one zone or few zones come together, whichever zones are close to one another, and they can travel to those zones. So in 3 months or 6 months, come together and have a meeting. So first let it be in your zone, and then after that a few zones come together and have a meeting. And once make everyone come in one place, so in this way they'll get introduced to one another also. From that you'll come to know who is getting the experience. For example, if it is doctors, now so let people see that even these big doctors, they too are practicing meditation. So this creates an impression in others. So in this way, when they see each other, they say, oh, even this one is doing meditation, even that one is doing meditation. And then they listen to each one's experience, even that impression is very good. So next time you meet, you give the result of how many groups you formed and how you had meetings in different places, and then how many came close. So easy to note down, is it not? A few zones do that, and others will get the news and will be encouraged. Okay, you may sit down.
बाबा डबल विदेशी भाई बहने आए हुए हैं डबल फॉरेनर्स आए हैं
डबल फॉरेनर्स
डबल जी
ओके ऑल डबल फॉरेनर्स स्टैंड अप
80 देशों से आए हैं
फ्रॉम 80 कंट्रीज
80 देशों से आए हैं
ओके फ्रॉम 80 कंट्रीज दे हैव कम ऑल डबल फॉरेनर्स प्लीज स्टैंड अप Baba is waving to you. About 500 double foreigners from 80 countries. It's good. The program which you have made of these meetings of NRCs, NCs, Baba is referring to that. Baba likes this method very much because when you come to Madhuvan, you see here how the family is growing, you see how services are happening in all directions, how those of Bharat are doing service, and also how those of Bharat take benefit from the service being done abroad. And also those from foreign lands, they when they listen to the news of service done in India, then they too are encouraged, and when they go back to their countries, they do service accordingly. To meet foreign country, for all to come together and meet in a foreign country may be difficult, but then when you all come to Madhuvan is easy, because in this way you meet Baba and you also meet your family in Madhuvan. So and for some time now officially you all are having meetings, even small groups are coming together. This is liked by Bap Dada very much. Baba likes this very much, and the plans are very good which you are making. You have been making up to now, and you have brought all those plans into practical up to now. For that, that is expansion year after year, seeing all this to all the children everywhere. All the double foreigners everywhere, Baba is congratulating you, congratulating you, congratulating you. And now, as you have been coming closer and you are coming more and more close. In this way you listen to each one's experiences too, and when others get to know your experience, then they get that strength through someone's experience. For example, somebody is disheartened, but then when he listens to someone's experience of enthusiasm and also sees how the other one is so happy all the time, so contented all the time, how he always smiles, then others are encouraged in this way. So when they listen to other experiences or they see the souls who are in an enthusiastic state, then they also get that enthusiasm themselves. It's not a small thing to listen to someone's good experience. According to the drama, each one of you has some or the other speciality which is given to you by Bap Dada. And when others hear your experience and the enthusiasm comes in them, and they too say, oh, this one can do, why can't I do? Therefore, never lose your heart. Never make your heart small. No, let it be a big heart. Baba is big. Baba is not small. No, Baba is big Baba. So, you must have a big heart. And therefore, as Baba is big Baba, your heart also should be big heart. Remember Baba's slogan. Big heart, true heart, clean heart, and all attainments received. All achievements will be there. If it's big heart, clean heart, and sometimes, you know, filth or rubbish comes because the atmosphere is filthy. But don't keep that rubbish with you. Just as even in your bedroom, supposing it's filthy, dirty, you know, you don't clean it, then there are mosquitoes, and that will lead to diseases. So too, here, if in your mind you keep something, you don't take it out, you don't throw it away, then it grows. Just say, Baba, my Baba, and Baba will be present in front of you. He is bound to be there in front of you. You just call him. Just imagine you're God's child, and God's child remembers Baba, and Baba not coming there, how can it be possible? Baba has to be there as you are Baba's child. You have that rope to tie Baba, is it not? Do you have that rope or the string to tie Baba to you? You all have love for Baba, don't you? Nobody will say, I don't have love for Baba. But love is of two types. One is love on the basis of knowledge. I am a soul. I am not this body. The knowledge is there, and my father is Shiv Baba. I am a soul, and the father of the soul is God, is the Supreme Soul. Soul is a point of light. And God is also a point of light. So this is knowledge. And Father is a point of light, yes. and he gives help in that way too. But then if it comes from the heart with love, and that also automatically make Baba your companion all the time. You know, why is somebody made someone's companions? Because that companion helps him at the time of need. So too, you have made Baba your companion. You have become combined with him, haven't you? Then take his help. Make use of his company. One is on the basis of knowledge, there is love. And the other is the love coming from the heart. Therefore, check in yourself. Is it the love based on knowledge, or is it the love coming from the heart? Because if it's coming from the heart, then you, the one for whom there's love from the heart, that one cannot be forgotten. Just see, supposing somebody loves sugar and he is diabetic, but he loves sugar. He will remember sugar all the time. No, he will remember sweet all the time. Even if he is taking the medicine, but still he will want sweet. He will want sugar. So he has love for sweetness. He will not leave even if he is told to leave. And here it is Baba, God. The one who can give you the experience of all attainments. Each one is listening. Though it is being spoken to the double foreigners, but then it's for everyone. Everyone is listening. Therefore, each one should check whether the love is from the heart. You have made God your friend, haven't you? Why do people make friends? You know, there is more love for a friend than for one's father. So God is your friend, is it not? You have made him your friend, haven't you? So let anything happen, say, Baba, you come. Become a small child at that time. Don't become a big person at that time. Become a child. And Baba will take away your burden. With the string of love, tie him in such a way that he shouldn't be able to move away from you. Did you understand? Did all of you understand? Many times children say, Baba, today I forgot Baba. They tell Baba, Baba, today I forgot you. And when Baba Tata hears this, he is so surprised. How can you say, Baba, I forgot you? How can you forget? For 63 births you forgot. And now also you forget? This means there is only one life, only at this time. And it's a small birth, it's not a long birth, long life. For 63 births you forgot, and now also you want to forget? This is why understand Maya's cunningness, her cleverness. Sometimes you try to do hospitality to Maya, and you say, oh Baba, doesn't matter, I will make up at the end. the board of too late hasn't been put up yet, and I will make it up soon. And then Maya also will support you at that time. She accepts that hospitality from you and has water and tea which you offer to her. So instead of following Baba, you start following Maya, because you say, I'm an effort maker. No, I haven't become complete yet. This happens. Maya will come. But this is like following Maya, showing your hospitality to Maya. So, you know, Bap Dada goes on a round, he tours everywhere, and if Baba wants to see you, and what type of face should he see of yours? Sometimes your face is so, it's not good, Baba is saying, not good. Because you're too worried, you're thinking too deeply, maybe questioning yourself what to do, what not to do, whether you'll be benefited or not benefited, whether it will help or not help, whether there are so many thoughts. But why do you have that many thoughts? What did Baba do? Did he have too many thoughts? No, he didn't think much. Just follow Baba. Waste thoughts do come. It's like a wave of waste thoughts. Okay. So Baba is telling everyone to sit down, because what Baba is saying now is not for double foreigners only, it's for everyone. So double foreigners may sit, please.
Brother David,
yes. He's all the time saying Baba Baba Baba. Dadi Janki is saying, David, you are saying Baba 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 all the time, is it not? Yes. It's very good. Yes, Baba is saying that Baba saw him, Baba knows him, that how this child has great zeal and enthusiasm in him. Now bring that zeal and enthusiasm which is in you in a practical form, become more and more cooperative. You keep taking the help and you keep giving the help, and then you will definitely move forward more and more. Never make your zeal and enthusiasm less. Of course, many situations will come, but with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm, keep flying. Don't make them lose. Keep flying. These wings are for flying. So zeal and enthusiasm should never become less, because if it's less, then you can't fly high, because situations come and go. But the happiness should not go. The zeal and enthusiasm should not go. Bap Dada has seen that there's lots of enthusiasm in you, and now you make it constant in you. You can give a very high jump. And second one, Baba Leticia Shani, Mrs. Shani, Baba say, and the sister with Shani, she's also very, very enthusiastic. Daddy is saying, yes. Where are they? Raise your hand. Yeah, Leticia, raise your hand. And the sister from New York, both of you, yeah? Very good, very good. Leticia, Mrs. Sani, Baba's telling you that you're very old in Gyan. Baba knows you very well. You are doing very good service and you have done service and brought her close. You heard, didn't you? Never lose your zeal and enthusiasm. Keep flying. Let any situation come, but you keep flying and the situation will be left behind. It will remain down and you will go higher. Okay. Okay. May I sit down? Okay. All the children everywhere who have a clean heart, a big heart, a happy heart, and get all their desires accomplished, fulfilled, so big heart, clean heart, and true heart, these three specialities. So to all the children everywhere who have these three specialities, Bap Dada is seeing them and giving them more than multi million times. And is happy to see them and giving them multi million times congratulations. And is singing song to them. Wah, my children, wah. My children who are worthy of receiving the congratulations all the time. Wah, how great you are. Children who make Baba their companion and move forward, who give their who take Baba's hand, of Shrimad, who have their hand in Baba's hand and keep flying. Not walking, no more walking, but flying. Who make Shrimat, who follow Brahma Baba at every step and follow his Shrimad, who don't have the question whether this is right or not, whether Baba will like it or not, but they just follow. So what did Brahma Baba do? Whatever Brahma Baba did, that was right. So that is right. You don't have to think whether it's right or not right. It is easy to follow, is it not? There is no need to think. Because if you think a lot, then your head becomes heavy. And then you say, I don't know what's happened to me, my head is so heavy today. Because you have thought a lot. You have thought too much about something. Therefore, to all the children everywhere, Bap Dada gives blessings from the heart and multi-million times congratulations. That you will stay for Shivratri on your service and you will not be here for the next meeting. So Baba is saying, so beforehand Baba is congratulating you for your birthday, because Shivratri is birthday for Brahmins too. So Baba is congratulating to you beforehand. And also the letters, emails, cards which children send to all of them. Even in less than a second, whatever they send reaches Baba. To them also. Love and remembrance, and also to the thirsty souls, the souls in bondage, the mothers in bondage who are being beaten, but then they make those slaps or whatever they are beaten with as a part of their garland. And also to the new loving souls there are many loving souls, but then along with loving you also have to be cooperative. Double, you have to be loving and cooperative. Therefore, to everyone, including the youth, the old aged ones, the children, the mothers, the Pandavas, everyone in advance, on your as well as the father's birthday, congratulations, greetings in advance. Okay, what is to be done now? So Baba has completed the murli.
Bap Dada ne hum sab ko sneh ke sutra mein band diya aur hum bacche bhi Bap Dada ko sneh ke sutra mein band dete hain.